This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's rare that you hear people praising carbon, given the part the element plays in climate change. But more and more companies are eagerly promoting carbon in one specific form. It's called graphene, which is said to be the strongest, thinnest, and most flexible material ever discovered. A multi-million-dollar scramble is underway. Giant corporations, including Lockheed and Samsung, want to exploit this so-called wonder product. But it's not just big companies. Marketplace's Stephen Beard visited a British startup that's also part of that scramble.
Lots of fizzing and crackling and bubbling from the test tubes in this chemistry lab. And the same goes for the enthusiasm of the lab technicians here.
It's because it's at the cutting edge of technology. Everything's very exciting. It's a wonder material.
Rebecca Edwards of Applied Graphene Materials.
I think this is the first time we've had a material which has had a combination of properties that it has, so it's not just good at one thing, it's very good at a number of things.
Since first isolated by a British university a decade ago, graphene's been generating huge excitement. It's won a Nobel Prize for its discoverers, triggered more than $1 billion of international investment, and unleashed a cascade of promotion and hype.
This is graphene. Let's call him Mr. G. He is the first material that is two-dimensional.
One atom thick, it's the thinnest material on the planet. 100 times stronger than steel, far more flexible than rubber, the best conductor of heat and electricity, almost totally transparent and yet completely impermeable. Among the uses touted, superfast computer chips, cell phones you can roll up like a piece of paper and stuff into your pocket, and super-thin condoms. What could possibly stop graphene from revolutionising countless industries?
There's an enormous leap between what you can do in the laboratory and having a product that is technologically ready. There's a big, big gap there.
Valerie Jameson of New Scientist magazine says so far graphene's been stymied by the difficulty of making sheets and sheets of the stuff. A tiny flaw can impair the product's conductivity.
Another concern I have is that graphene will actually be very expensive to begin with. Its rival materials will just be much cheaper.
And another worry, the vast bulk of the graphite from which graphene derives naturally is in China. But back at Applied Graphene Materials, they reckon they've cracked some of those problems.
You can just see the alcohol solution feeding into the furnace unit.
The boss, John Mabbitt, shows me his company's process for growing graphene out of cheap alcohol.
And all you can see is the telltale black powder coming out the other end of the equipment.
No need to dig it out of the ground at great expense. Mabbitt says they can grow a ton of graphene a year with one relatively small piece of kit. And they're not turning out sheets of it for use in consumer electronics, so tiny flaws don't matter. They aim to use their graphene as an additive to paints and lubricants.
The impermeability of graphene makes it fantastic for stopping moisture attacking a ship's hull.
That means almost rust-proof and barnacle-free vessels.
You get a double whammy of low maintenance and improved efficiency through water, which equates to fuel saving.
Graphene-coated aircraft, he says, would be both lighter and lightning-proof. He believes the range of industrial applications for graphene is enormous, not perhaps as sexy as roll-up cell phones or ultra-thin condoms, but a wonder material all the same. In Redcar in the north of England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.